A recent appeals court ruling that said virtual schools were operating illegally in Wisconsin is what drew the legislature into this issue in the first place. One of the things that ruling questioned was why virtual schools receive the same amount of state funding as traditional brick-and-mortar schools, even though the kids learn from home and parents do most of the teaching. A compromise plan reached by Democratic and Republican lawmakers would let virtual schools continue to receive that funding as long as they're accountable to the state. Virtual school teachers would have to be licensed and certified and get extra training for instructing kids online. Racine Democratic State Senator John Layman says parents and school boards would also have more oversight.
We need to make sure that there's an involvement of the local school board. We need to make sure that there's a pathway for the students and the teachers to regularly talk about what's going on, and if they have complaints, have that ability to complain.
Republicans like Ripon Senator Luther Olson had originally favored more of a status quo approach that would have let virtual schools operate as is. But Olson says this new deal will accomplish the same goal with some measure of oversight.
In essence, we are making sure that bad actors can't come in the state of Wisconsin and work the system. And that's what we don't want.
Virtual school advocates expressed cautious optimism over this deal, but the state's largest teachers union expressed concern. WEAC said in a written statement that the deal could continue to draw money away from traditional school districts across Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.